Adam Father. He wakes up naked and drunk as a bear on sun-fermented garbage, hungover and queasy and riled up by bees. Nothing going well today, he moans, life being short and the craft, long. Still, might as well take a stab at it, lording it over misrule and tending the shame that transforms a garden into Genesis. So there he goes, stalking through the world on his back legs, pelting down half-eaten words from a great height. Whatever he touches shrieks and bellows or writhes like the alphabet. A is for crocodile, he croaks, dashing through the Everglades. See you later. And B is for the wasp that stings him. And C is for the wide blue ocean in which he nearly drowns. But nothing can drown him, our Adam, whose resolution is steadfast and breezy at last and buoyant as a stone boat. Impatient Father. The tree made a nest and sang, put out blossoms, then fruit, then pies and crumbles, caught kites in its arms, paper bags, a kitten. Where sang the wind, a cappella. And Eve looked everywhere, but the search for apples was fruitless. Drop everything, went the singing telegram. Drop everything and hurry to the gate where your emperor waits for you with flowers in his beard. Dear Father, you say that bird outside your window keeps imitating an alarm clock and waking you up in the middle of the night. Must work the fat off your nerves, all right. And while we're on the subject of nerve, here's how to stop the onions from bullying you. Peel under running water. Hold a kitchen match between your teeth. Salt your cutting board. Or lightly pepper your fancy. Don't worry, it's vegetables, not grief, it always was. Just wait it out, is what you taught me. Birds die, or run out of batteries at least, or learn other mimicries. A bottle of gin, perhaps, clouding over gently in the freezer of your good regard. Hope so, your son.